Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, January 28th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, our personal technology commentator, Rick Miller. Birthdays, abstract artist Jackson Pollock, born on this day in 1912. 78 years old today, Alan Alda, Hawkeye Pierce on MASH.
It's inhuman to serve the same food day after day. The Geneva Convention prohibits the killing of our taste buds.
Easy.
I simply cannot eat the same food every day. Fish, liver, day after day. I've eaten a river of liver and an ocean of fish. I've eaten so much fish, I'm ready to grow gills. We want something else! We want something else! We want something else! We want something else!
On this day in history, in 1986, the U.S. Space Shuttle Challenger exploded just after takeoff, killing all seven of its crew members. A remarkably composed reaction on CNN.
Looks like a couple of the solid rocket boosters blew away from the side of the shuttle in an explosion.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction. We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
Number one on the charts for the first time this day in 1970, Michael Jackson, The Jackson 5, and I Want You Back. On the KETR events calendar, if finding ghosts have ever piqued your interest, then the Ghost Walk of Greenville should be the event for you. Weekend ghost walks feature a haunted winery, a theater where famous actors from the past perform, and a depot where ghostly passengers wait for trains that no longer arrive. Hear about a Victorian triple drowning that actually occurred in Greenville, the early red light district, and moving objects at the site of the former gallows. The tour is conducted by a guide wearing a Victorian costume. This is Friday and Saturday nights at 6:30 p.m. in downtown Greenville. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our thought for the day, the greatest way to live with honor in this world is to be what we pretend to be. Thank you, Socrates. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Rick Miller, our personal technology commentator. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Rick was with us not too long ago talking about new tech things that are out there. It hasn't been too long ago that we had the Consumer Electronics Show out in Las Vegas, always around the first of the year, and a lot of new stuff is coming out of that. Now, last time we had just sort of started talking about Google Glass, mm-hmm. which had been very controversial. These are glasses that you wear, have a little tiny camera up at the top, and there have been concern about people driving with these things and all kinds of privacy concerns and so forth. But you were telling me, and you touched on it with the talking about how the police might use these.
Right.
But there's some other practical applications of the Google Glass.
Well, the other practical application, let's say that you're working on something. Well, I'll give a perfect example. I was putting together something after Christmas, and I had the directions over here on the iPad because they don't necessarily give you printed instructions anymore.
And no kidding.
And I don't buy everything at IKEA with pictures. But I was sitting there trying to look at the iPad and put it together. Well, with something with the Google Glass, it would project the instructions or the recipe or whatever it is you're doing onto your eyepiece, your eye screen, so that without having to look away from what you're doing. Now, what's interesting, that concept was first presented at a CES show about 15 years ago, mm-hmm. and it was a 1-inch by 1.25-inch screen, about 1 inch out from your eye. Google has been able to get that to where it's a little closer and a lot smaller, but it's an incredible process. But in the field, for a repair person working on something, or maybe a bomb tech or somebody like that that has a need to show it, or if they ever got that to where it could broadcast, if you could send it as a SMS type thing,
yeah,
or a live stream, I could be at the grocery store and go, "Hey, honey, this one or this
one?" Right, right.
Just by moving my head.
Yeah, that sounds great. That does sound great.
That's a win-win situation.
Absolutely.
There.
But now the Google Glasses, I understand, still very much in the developmental stage. They're not out there on the market yet.
There's some out there. Yeah.
Are they?
Well, the first. 1,000 or so people got a privilege to pay $1,500 for them.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I do remember that, but not widely available, I guess.
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay. You were telling me—
I'm not in the market for it, so I don't look
Not me neither. Now, you were telling me about something, and I want to save some time to talk about the new televisions, but briefly, something called a recharging bowl.
Yeah, the recharging bowl. At some folks' house, they hang their keys on a hook and put their iPhone so they can get it out of the door, their smartphone, and you're always looking to charge it. Well, what somebody has developed now is a stainless steel, it's a real attractive, modern-looking bowl that you drop your iPhone in or any other electronic rechargeable device. And that, to me, that's a real good one.
And it recharges automatically whatever is in the bowl.
Yeah, and that's also a problem. It recharges everything. So I don't know how it would deal with the key fob that starts your car, or the key fob that unlocks your door.
Yeah,
because maybe those don't need recharging.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know about that. So, but the having a place to put the phone and then also charging it at the same time, that's genius.
Well, huh? You know, and the same thing is if you're at work, that bowl, you could put it at work. And so while you got it sitting there, you could be charging, because batteries are the essence of everything that's coming out.
Right.
The ability to extend that battery life.
Right. Couple of minutes left, if that, and quickly, there's something coming out called Ultra HD television, and then also something with curved screens. Television.
Yeah, that's one of the newest trends this year is Ultra HD, also known as 4K, is a new way of getting more pixels in a bigger in the same space. And so those folks that are familiar with the Retina screen with the Apple products as compared to a regular screen, it's like that on steroids, of being able to have massive amounts of visual excellence right there, right in front of
you. So, again, we're just talking about further high definition, further clarity
in
the
picture. It's ultra HD. It's ultra high def.
Mm. Yeah. And the curved screens then, I guess, brings even more reality, even more of a sense of being in the picture.
Yeah, it'd be like doing an IMAX at home.
Wow.
And you can shape it and curve it to how you want. And it's interesting. I just read that Netflix is shooting all their original series stuff in 4K. And you ready for this? It's not just Netflix, but you yourself can go out and get a 4K home video camera pretty soon.
Mm. Wow. What a world we live in, isn't it? Something, isn't
yeah.
it? Really, really something. Who knows?
When's the station going to get some of this stuff, huh?
Well, I talked to Mr. Knight down the hall. I think he probably does have some of this on the horizon, on his radar.
That'd be fun for our listeners, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Rick Miller, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.